Hello again and welcome back to the Crazy Hour Show with the host Daniela Suarez Alvarez. And today I'm going to talk about a very famous subculture named the furry fandom. The furry fandom is a subculture centered on animal anthropomorphic characters, or animals with human characteristics. Some attributes that its animal characters or furries may have are human intelligence, facial expressiveness, the ability to speak or walk in two legs, or use things such as clothing, vehicles, technology, etc. Although it can be applied on any real or fictional animals, such as birds, dragons, lizards, or mammals, which are the more common in the fandom, especially the furry ones. Here is because the name furry. This tendency to anthropomorphize animals has been observed since ancient times in cultures around the world. Some of the oldest literary works in animal anthropomorphic characters are fables, just as fictional animal anthropomorphic characters are called furries. Members of the furry fandom are also called furries. Each person in the fandom, each furry, adopts the customs or activities they like the most, among which these are some very common, such as the fursona is an animal anthropomorphic character of an animal species, freely chosen shape and design, representing the furry fan. Art is the main source of expressiveness and entertainment that unites the fandom, be it drawing, music, literature, cinema, crafts, graphic design, video games, etc. Some of the most famous furry movies are The Lion King, Bolt, Balto, How to Train Your Dragon, Brother Bear, Robin Hood, The Fox and the Hound, etc. Some furries create a special suit named fursona, which are costumes of the animal which the person identifies with. Some are full bodies or only the head or only a tail, and these are very, very expensive. There also are conventions such as the FurCon, AntroCon, FurMeet, etc. In conclusion, and in my opinion, I like this culture and I already accepted that I am a little furry because I like drawing animals with human expressions and sometimes anthropomorphic. And I also love the movies that are represented by animals. And I like the culture because most of the people that are part of the fandom are very friendly. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my podcast and I hope you have a nice day.